Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the McCarthy Project live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, where we have been attacking life and sport since 2001.
Thanks for taking the time, man.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. This is Stephen McCarthy from the McCarthy Project, and we are coming to you from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And today on the show, we have Mark Paoluti from the Junior Beach Tour. He's been on the show a couple times before, but I asked him to come back and talk about why players are playing on the Junior Beach Tour. I think one of the things that I've learned over the last couple of years is there is a major expansion in the northern country of the United States. That climate is not a problem for indoor players that want to play outdoors and vice versa. And so one of the great things about 2017 here is we're going to have the Junior Beach Tour in Minnesota for two events, one May 20th and 21st. July 8th and 9th, so I've asked Mark to kind of come on the show today, talk about the tour and why players are coming to the tour and what he sees in the future of beach volleyball. How are you doing today, Mark?
Outstanding. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Very cool. It's always just fun to talk, especially with somebody like you from our previous shows. We know that you have a very cool background, as far as somebody from Minnesota anyways would say, living in Hawaii and then living in Southern California. But we do stay in Minnesota. There is a reason. I don't know what it is yet, but we do stay in Minnesota for a reason. But I actually do know why it is. It's because there's actually colors. One of the things that I always, when I go south, you go in there, and because the sun is so, you know, beating on all the buildings so long and everything, it kind of like washes everything out. You know what I mean? And then when you come back to Minnesota,
yeah,
because there is not the intensity of the sun, everything has more color. So that's the reason why we stay in Minnesota, because we like to see all the cool colors.
Fair enough. You keep telling yourself that, so sounds good to me.
Yes, that's true. I will tell myself that over and over. And this is just a little side note, as we'll be going on vacation to Southern California in 2 weeks because it's cool. But we still live in Minnesota because it's cool. But anyways, so the Junior Beach Tour, we're excited to have you guys come out this year. Why are people getting excited about beach all of a sudden, and why the Junior Beach Tour?
Well, since the NCAA made it a professional beach sport, a lot of colleges are growing. The kids, the youth are really attaching to, especially in the girls, obviously. The boys are still trying to grow that aspect. But the main thing with that, the USA Junior Beach Tour that offers is it offers a wide range. It offers your grassroots level, entry level opportunity for all kids of all ages, pretty much. We have divisions 12 to 18, but we have kids as young as 9, 10 years old, 10 girls participating in the 12U. In some locations, we have a open division and a club division. The open division is more for the competitive person who wants to play and earn a spot to the bid to the national championships. And the club division is more for the kid who just wants to learn and just kind of be out there and have fun with their friends and play. We offer all of that, and we also offer that as well in the national championship. So if you don't earn a bid and you would still like to go to the national championships, we have that as a club division, and you can compete in that and have a lot of fun and be a part of the whole action. In fact, this year's 2017 national championships will be held in Siesta Key, Florida, July 20th through the 25th. The July 20th to 22nd will be ages 12 and 16U, to the 25th will be ages 14U and 18U. But the big part is that it's a wide range. What's that?
Yeah, so I think that's a big thing. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but is that there is a to maintain that social atmosphere. You know, it's funny because as a dad and as a parent of three kids and you know, basically 15 and older, I had one of my kids that was very hyper competitive, wanted to play college basketball. He did accomplish his mission. And then I had my daughter, who was just excited to be out there playing, just wanted to have fun, and she was able to accomplish that. And I think that's the one piece that so many organizations now to try to make it all hyper-competitive. Sure, there are people that want to do that, but there also is a very big social aspect to the beach world.
No, absolutely. I mean, one of the biggest things for beach volleyball, and you see that from top to bottom, meaning from the pro level all the way down, basically it's based off a lifestyle, and people enjoy going to the beach. I don't care where you live in the world. People love to see the beach, love to see the ocean, be a part of the beach, whether it's a lake and sand on a shoreline, or made up man-made beach volleyball courts. And it's just fun. It's fun when people, literally the first thing people do when they step in the sand is take the shoes off and they feel the sand between their toes. And that's like the initiating part of the whole lifestyle of beach volleyball. You know, when you have a junior tournament, no matter where it is, and you're outside and the kids are playing you can see it in the parents' faces from being indoor, cooped up in a gym, to being outside. They're more apt to sit in their beach chair, hang out, watch the kids play, than be indoors stuck in the gym for, 8 to 10 hours or maybe even longer sometimes. So it's fun for everybody. It's exciting, and it's just an opportunity, with the whole the Junior Beach Tour making its rounds across the country, the kids having the opportunity to play in national championships that way. And the kids who that are really good and excel, they'll be noticed. They'll be noticed by college coaches. We have a national ranking system that we deal with, that we utilize through the Junior Beach Tour. And so kids who excel will be noticed, and they'll be recognized as the premier athletes in competing in the Junior Beach Tour, and which also transfers into the high performance level for juniors. So kids that really want to excel and get to the next level, we have high performance tryouts. We have competitions that allow junior kids to win opportunities to be in the tryout for the national team. And it's in the national team level, and they compete in certain junior events that we have with USA Volleyball. They can even represent the USA in some of the world events across the country and around the world. So, for instance, we have our 17 and 19U, our U17 and U19 qualifiers that the winners represent the U.S. in different events across the country. Last year we had a team go to Estonia and various other countries to compete in. And also we have other international teams that come here and play in our high-performance international championships from Brazil, Canada, Central America, Europe. So it's a great opportunity, and it's a great way to really see and develop the kids who really want to move forward. You know, the ultimate goal for USA Volleyball is to find our Olympian. That's our ultimate goal. So each one of these step pathways, we start with the grassroots, and everybody and anybody can play in it, and then we start narrowing down for the ones who want to continue to grow and push and see if they can be that next Kerry Walsh, or Phil Dalhouser, you never know, or Todd Rogers. Those are all, aspiring athletes that have made it through and represented us in the highest level in the world, and that's what pathway we have. Right now we got 2020 coming up, and that's not that far away, and we're looking for athletes, and if we get the bid here in California for the 2024, man, that's going to be a big one right there. So we got a lot of kids coming here to fill in for that, compete.
Well, one thing that I think that also to talk a little bit about is that being a person from the Midwest, I'm probably a little bit more, this is my perspective, but one of the initial access points is the Skills Assessment Camp, which has changed the name, if you will. And you probably know that I'm not talking to the choir, but it's ultimately only in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, which is only about a 3 or 4 hour drive from Minnesota, or from Minneapolis, Minnesota. So it really there are a lot of cool things that a lot of people think, well, gosh, you got to go to California to do these. But really, they are. You guys are really making an effort to move up in the northern part of the country.
Yeah, I mean, we want to spread the opportunity. We know there's athletes across the country that could potentially represent the U.S. That's the bottom line. So we need to reach out to everybody and anybody. We need to basically turn every rock over and find that special athlete, boys or girls. You know, if you look at the past Olympic teams, especially the last couple of years, you know, of the eight that represent the U.S. going into it this past year, I mean, only I think one, maybe two of them were actually from Southern California. The rest were all from outside of Southern California, from Florida, Utah, Midwest, and maybe Northern California. So to get a hold old thought process is that the beach volleyball is only for the guys and girls in Southern California is out the door. I always explain it to the kids that look at it this way. Back in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s, that when it came to the NCAA finals and indoor, you would always see the perennial powerhouses of UCLA, USC, Hawaii, you know, Long Beach, all those schools that were based out of Southern California or Hawaii, basically in the finals of the NCAA, especially in the men's or in the women's side as well. But we've obviously seen a big change in that. And now we have teams from across the country. You have, you know, Minnesota University. You have, you know, Penn State, Texas, all these major schools who have been very successful and pushed the envelope in indoor volleyball and will do the same with beach volleyball and continue to grow and make it competitive. And it's not like it used to be where it's just the players from Southern California that were representing us in the Olympics or international level. It's every part of the country getting involved. And you're seeing that more. I mean, you eventually have to move to Southern California because the train there and to be in the mix, that is the place right now, and it is the mecca of beach, especially beach volleyball. But we have athletes from around the world that come and train here, and it's the best place to be weather-wise and conditioning-wise and one place where a lot of the athletes are. So to be successful, you eventually have to move here, but you don't have to be from here, and that's what I want to make. I want the kids to know, and I want the Southern California kids to know, too, that they need to go and travel out and compete outside of there and compete against the kids against the Midwest, the East, Northeast, the East, and the South, because there are good athletes everywhere, and they are going to come and surprise a lot of people.
You know, that is an interesting, when you take a step back and look at it, like we talked in previous interviews with Ohio, being a big kind of a big area, you know, and University of Minnesota being in the Final Four and Nebraska doing what they're doing. And it really is kind of a world that people know that there's talent up here. It's just that they've never really thought of beach volleyball as an opportunity.
Correct, yeah. So it'll change. That mindset will change and it'll start growing.
That'd be cool. Alrighty, unfortunately we just have a short segment here, but where can people get more information about the Junior Beach Tour and kind of what USAV Beach is doing?
Yeah, you can check it out the website at teamusa.org, or they can Google the Junior Beach Tour and or USAV Junior Beach Tour, or they can just contact me at Mark, M-A-R-K, P as in Paul, A-A-L-U-H-I, at USAV.org. And I can get you all the information from there.
Cool. Thank you for taking the time today.
Yeah, thank you.